This is Mohammed Altaf Bhatt's second burial in 5 days. On Monday, police secretly buried him. After his outraged family staged days of protests, police exhumed Bhatt's body. And on Friday, his family gave him a proper funeral.
He was not a terrorist. He was a civilian and a respected businessman.
4 people were killed on Monday in the city of Srinagar. Police in Indian-administered Kashmir describe a shootout with rebels. Bhatt is one of 2 civilians killed. They were buried secretly in unmarked graves in a remote area. The Indian government says it implemented this policy last year because of the pandemic. Since then, hundreds of suspected rebels and their allies have been buried this way, fueling anti-government outrage here.
My message to Kashmiris, be it Sikh, bandits, or from any community, is that if this happened to us, it may happen to you also. I want the people to join us in demanding justice, because if we don't stand together, the storm will hit every one of us.
Bhatt's family says his death is part of a history of Kashmiri civilians being targeted and branded as militants, so Indian soldiers can get perks and promotions. The Indian government dismisses any accusation of a pattern of misconduct as propaganda. In this case, police are promising to investigate.
Bhatt was killed in the crossfire. We don't know whose bullet has hit him, ours or militants. It is a matter of investigation. Everything will be clear after the post-mortem report is complete.
What's painfully clear to Bhatt's family is that he is yet another casualty. Among the many thousands of people killed in the conflict in the disputed Kashmir region. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera.